spanning the island to bring you the constant variety of sports, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, the human drama of athletic competition. This is Voice of Vashon's Live Sports.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Pirate Basketball and the Voice of Vashon. As tonight we bring you high school basketball for the Vashon Island Gym. The Vashon Pirates are taking on Concordia. I don't know the Concordia team name, but I'm John Yates, and along with Mark Snyder, we'll be bringing you all the action. We're getting starting lineups right now. For the Pirates so far, we have Sage Stromberg and Owen Coley both starting. For Concordia, we have Elijah Michael, John Joss, and Jay Sean Patton out on the floor. And Brent Calhoun coming up.
Well, with the Pirates 7-2, as we go into the new year, I'm really excited to see where they take this second half of the season. I think they're set up in a great spot, and we'll see how 2026 kicks off here.
Yeah, I think you're right, Mark, that Pirates, they're looking good. 7-2, had a couple of league losses, and I think moving forward for the Pirates, it's really going to be about quality offensive possession.
Yes.
You know, what we've seen from them, they're very athletic, they're very good, but when they get behind, they start forcing some plays, and they're taking possessions away from the entire team.
Definitely.
So, you know, I think if they can clean that up, they have a real good shot at finishing high in the league.
Yeah, that's such a great point. I think almost sort of the two sides of the team that we've seen so far this season that we've broadcasted have kind of hinged on turnovers.
Yeah.
They play a little more steady, more paced when they aren't taking care of the ball, and we'll see how if that's a theme or what coach has been harping on in 2026, because, yeah, they're in position to make a little run.
Yep, and here's the tip, and Rafferty Cofield-Nilson tips it right back to Sage Stromberg. Stromberg's going to pick up the offense here in front court, get over to Olin Corley on the far wing. Now cutting inside is Brent Calhoun, loses the handle, but gets the ball back, able to kick it out to Stromberg, and the Pirates have another rebound on a missed shot by Coley.
Yeah, nice cross-cut and curl to start, and good offensive rebound for Vashon to keep that possession alive.
And now Owen Coley to the hoop, and as he goes up, he gets fouled. That may be against Elijah Michael, but we'll see here in a moment. That is against Michael, so that's his first of the game. First foul, Coley will go to the line for two shots. And welcome to 2026 in Pirate basketball, everybody.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Owen makes the first of his two free throws. The other starters for Vashon, as we said, Rafferty Kofit, Nielsen, and Jude Dardot are out there on the floor.
This is the time of year where there's no holidays, so there isn't a kind of a Christmas hustle and bustle, where it's still wintertime.
Yep.
We can focus on hoops.
Yep. And now we have a steal by Brent Calhoun. Kicks it out to Sage Stromberg on the wing. Stromberg's three ball is missed. Rebound by Hudson Lindsay for Concordia. Now Lindsay trying to get in the key, working against Brent Calhoun, but Calhoun cuts him off, gives him nothing, so he has to kick the ball over to Jay Sean Patton. Patton now over to Michael. Concordia working their offense, but the Pirates giving him nothing in the key. Now they get a shot off. That's John Jess, or Joss, and Joss hits the first points of the game for Concordia.
Good defense by Vashon there. Tough shot.
Yep. Nice fadeaway shot from about the free throw line. So, and now we get a pass inside from Brent Calhoun. Coming in from Rafferty, Kofit, Nielsen. Calhoun scores easily.
Vashon already working the high-low post in what appears to be a 2-3 zone by Concordia.
Concordia comes up, misses the free throw. Michael had the rebound and put back, but he missed it too. So Brent Calhoun comes up with it for the Pirates. Pirates going to slow things down for a moment as Sage Stromberg is working against Joss. Stromberg over to Brent Calhoun. Bounce pass into Jude Dardot. Ball comes loose, picked up by Joss. He's down, comes up and under Kofed Nielsen. And Rafferty fouls Joss on the lay-in. Joss didn't make it, but he's going to the line for two free throws.
He's been kind of the spark plug for Concordia so far.
Yeah.
Both scored their first bucket and the steal, and could have all of their points so far here in these free throws.
Yep. Looks like he's got some speed and some athleticism. So, yep, sure enough, hits the first of two. So with 6:11 to go in the first quarter, Pirates are up 4-3. One team foul each. After five team fouls, the opposing team will get two free throws.
That's good to see so far from Basham.
Yeah.
That was a turnover last possession, but just a good steal by Concordia.
Yep. Concordia drops back into a 2-3 zone. Brent Calhoun's at the high post. The ball comes near side wing to Owen Coley. Rafferty Nielsen working down out of the short corner, and ball rotates around the arc. And Dardeau takes his first three of the game, misses. Elijah Michael comes up with the rebound for Concordia. And now we have Joss taking a three from the corner, misses. Brent Calhoun with the ball quickly up the floor, but Michael coming up behind him is able to knock the ball away. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Concordia.
Yeah, it looks like Stromberg stepped on top of the ball inadvertently while chasing it down.
Oh,
it was painful, and I think
he's
out on him.
Yeah.
But I hope he's okay.
He looks okay. He's that kid puts on the floor in a hurry. Now we got Elijah Michael with a pass up the floor. Goes in the rapid. Nielsen playing some good defense. Ball comes loose, picked up by Brent Calhoun. Calhoun's going to come up and set up the offense. Now, over to Sage Stromberg. Stromberg, maybe that ankle's bothering him a little bit. He's a little bit of a limp there, not moving as quickly. Got Owen Coley with the ball, working, trying to find the hint of the key, but nothing there. Stromberg sinks three, but doesn't do it now. Goes inside to Rafferty Nielsen down on the block. Gets the ball right back. Stromberg takes three and hits it.
Takes one inside out.
So Rafferty Kofed Nielsen and Sage Stromberg working the back and forth, finally get an opening and hit the three. 7-4 Pirates.
Great recognition by Rafferty. Let the double team come to him so he can kick it back out for the three-pointer.
And as John Joss starts his move to the basket, he gets called for traveling. So the turnover goes over to the Pirates. Going to get Jude Dardeau taking the ball out of bounds and giving it to Sage Stromberg. Like I say, what if that ankle's bothering Stromberg after stepping on the ball a little bit because he's just moving a little bit slower. But wow, nice give and go from Brent Calhoun to Rafferty Kofed Nielsen, but Rafferty just too open.
Yeah,
on the lay.
I was almost expecting a little bit more contact, right?
Yeah.
But a beautiful cross-court cut by him. Keep doing that, Rafferty. He's had a great start to this game.
Now we get a three ball taken by Abel Michael for Concordia, but misses. Rebound Pirates. Owen Coley into the key, kicks it out to Jude Dardeau. Dardeau drives into the key, but there's going to be a foul on the floor going against Concordia. And that's going to be against Jay Sean Patton. Now we're going to get Sage Stromberg off. And we'll get Nolan Castro in for the Pirates. Coley takes a three from the far corner, misses. But the ball tipped by Brent Calhoun right to Rafferty. Kofed Nielsen, Rafferty goes up and gets fouled on the way up. Ball knocked away, so he's going to the line for two free throws.
And there's been a handful of offensive rebounds already for the Pirates that, resulted in one bucket and could be two more points. And I did see Sage head over to the athletic trainer, and I do hope he is okay. But if there is a rolled ankle and you do need a spark plug off the bench, I can't think of a better one than Owen Castro. So, substitution coming in there.
Castro brings you a lot of speed, a lot of athleticism. Good ball player. Rafferty Kofed Nielsen hits both of his free throws. 9-4 Pirates with about 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Pirates in full backcourt pressure. Nolan Castro working against Hudson Lindsey, and Castro fouls Lindsey in the backcourt. So
I do like the pressure full court, but with the five foul rule per quarter, you want to keep an eye on those foul counts.
Two team fouls for the Pirates, three for Concordia. Concordia with the ball. Hudson Lindsey into the key, going up against RKN, but nothing there, so he kicks it out and now gets the ball back. He's going to reset the offense with 13 seconds to go on the shot clock. Lindsey starts his move, gets over to John Joss to take a three from the near corner, misses, rebound by Kofed Nielsen, gives it off to Owen Coley. Coley in the offense. Gets it out to Kofed Nielsen, back and forth, over to Nolan Castro. Nolan Castro fakes the three from the corner, drives the key, nothing there, so kicks it out to Brent Calhoun. Now Coley working with the Pirates, really moving the ball around a lot. Ball shot by Coley, missed, rebound by Elijah Michael for Concordia.
No bucket, but love the ball movement.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, had a lot of good play, good offensive rebounds by the Pirates. Now, defensive rebound by Brent Calhoun. Quickly up the floor is Nolan Castro with a little spin move, but Hudson Lindsey giving him nothing. So Pirates are going to take the ball back out on top, and we'll see what happens. Brent Calhoun to the key, ball knocked away by Hudson Lindsey. Lindsey, quick hands, quickly before gets it is he goes in for the lay and he's going to get fouled. It'll be on the floor against Owen Coley. It'll be with the body.
Yeah, bad hands by Lindsey there.
Yeah, that was really quick hands.
Smart foul by Coley to kind of impede the movement and get the foul on the floor before he was able to get the bucket on.
Yeah. Now Lindsey will inbounds it to Joss, gets it right back as he's in the corner. Brent Calhoun's not going to give him a lot of room to shoot though. Now Lindsey tries to go baseline. Calhoun and Kofed Nielsen give it enough. The ball comes loose, picked up by Nolan Castro. Castro quickly, the floor is going to take it all the way in. Gets fouled on the lay-in, made shot, going in line for one more.
Excellent defense and a nice steal bit by Coley there to kind of get in the way of the Concordia defender as he was going to try to defend Owen there. So
right.
Heads up play by both the fast breaker and his teammate.
Yeah, just kind of a running screen, I would call it, without being a foul.
Yeah.
Now, Castro misses his free throw. Ball's tipped around a couple times, goes out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Pirates. They're going to time out on the floor.
Potential for more second chance points here.
Yep.
For
timeout, 30 seconds taken by Concordia.
I think a really good start for the Pirates so far.
Yeah.
They're taking care of the ball inside of a couple of just good defensive plays by Concordia. They're getting a lot of second-chance points, a lot of second-chance opportunities. So, they've come off hot in the new year.
Yeah, absolutely. So with 2:26 to go in the first quarter, Vashon is leading 11-4. And Pirates with a lot of second-chance opportunities. Rebounding well.
Yeah, and another one here. So we'll see what they drew up in the timeout.
Yep. So we come out. Pirates have the ball. They're setting up their inbound play. Ball comes into Nolan Castro. Castro thinks three, but doesn't take it. Working against Josh. Now he drives into the key and up high over everybody. And as he goes to the hoop, he scores again on the lay-in, gets fouled again, and will go to the line for one more again. So nice job by Nolan Castro. That foul is going against Abel Michael for Concordia.
Looks like Concordia player may have had an issue with his eyeglasses.
Oh, yeah, I think that, he's got him in his hand. Oh, he broke one of the earpieces off. Well, hopefully he has another set. So, in for Abel Michael will be Charlie Dolan.
Really nice. I'm not sure. To the rack by Owen Castro.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah,
really
was
athletic,
and he was up above everybody else on the floor, so it just kind of released the ball and it dropped right into the hoop.
Once he gets a step on you, it is tough to really get back in position on him.
Yep. And Castro's free throw is halfway down, but bounces out. Rebound by Elijah Michael, and John Joss cuts the hoop. He gets the pass and goes cross court and reverses the lay-in to score.
That was smooth.
It was a nice play by Josh. Now 13-6. High post. Brent Calhoun goes inside to Rafferty, Kofed, Nielsen. Nielsen able to score. Nice pass from Calhoun in traffic.
Great dish. Great finish by Kofed Nielsen. He continues to be a really good presence at center for a generally undersized team.
Yep. And now we're going to get a three ball taken. I believe that was Jayshon Patton. Yeah.
I think that was their first three of the game, perhaps.
15-9 with a minute 35 to go in the first quarter. Castro with the ball. Oh, almost steal by one of the Concordia players. Into the short corner for Kofed Nielsen. The ball's knocked away by Concordia and goes out of bounds, so it'll stay with the Pirates.
Good thought by Kofed Nielsen to whip it over on the weak side.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, looks like the ball went off the Pirates because the officials are setting up Concordia for the inbound. Pirates will be in full backcourt pressure. Hudson Lindsey with the ball working against Nolan Castro. Having trouble getting through Castro. We're going to get a blocking foul going against Castro. And
I must have missed something down. It seemed like it was just a deflected pass by Concordia off on them.
Down there on the rebound? Yeah.
I must have missed something.
I must have, too, because I thought it was Vachon's ball as well. Concordia with the ball, though, however, and setting up the offense is Hudson's Lindsay. Lindsay with it going to high post to Elijah Michael, but nothing there. Josh down out of the corner goes low post to Michael. Now moves down to the low block. Concordia with some good ball movement. Josh with a three from the near corner. Pirates fighting for the rebound. Ball comes loose, fortunately picked up by Brent Calhoun. Now Calhoun quickly at the floor with it. Going to slow it down for just a moment. Give it off to Owen Coley. Coley into the key, but backs out. Castro, far side wing, looking for someone to give the ball to. Finally, Brent Calhoun. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Coley a long way from the basket now. Into the key. One bounce pass into Rafferty. And we got a foul on the floor going against Concordia as the bounce pass came in, and Kofed Nielsen was right there for the score, but got the ball knocked away.
Yeah, smooth bounce pass in traffic. It seemed like Coach Larson was looking for a little bit more of the weak side skip pass.
Yeah.
Coley was open in the corner, but great first half.
Yeah.
For Rafferty.
Yeah. Kofed Nielsen hits the first of his two free throws, 16-9 Pirates with 35.5 seconds to go in the quarter. And Rafferty hits the second one as well, 17-9 Pirates. Pirates backcourt pressure now. Got Jude Dardot on Hudson Lindsay. Lindsay gets it into front court, though, kind of bumping Dardot all the way down now. High screen for Lindsay. Ball comes out, but now low post to Elijah Michael. Michael. Bottom pass, ball comes loose, but picked up by Concordia. 5 seconds on the shot clock as Lindsay tries to go baseline. Nothing there for him, but wow, Lindsay with a fadeaway jumper over two Pirates able to score.
Yeah, tough bucket.
Just a couple of seconds left. Now long shot by Owen Coley as time runs out, well beyond NBA range, and falls a little bit short, but as we end the first quarter, the Pirates are up 17-11. Good quarter by the Pirates.
Yeah, 17 first quarter points. Very solid. Kind of a tough bucket to give up there at the end, but just a good basket by Concordia there. And,
yeah, it was.
I think a pretty complimentary basketball. I'd say Rafferty, handful of points, handful of boards, and even an assist or two. So he's been all over the place, and not much feedback except keep doing what they're doing and continue to limit turnovers.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I'd just say that they've had a lot of second chance opportunities. Probably could have put a few more points on the board, but you know,
yeah,
17, like you say, 17 points in the first quarter. That's a pretty good high school in 8 minutes. Pretty good score.
That's a great point about
yeah.
They've got 17 in the first and probably left maybe about 6 points on the floor at least.
So yeah,
they could
yeah.
have gotten more in. And as we wrap up the quarter, I know some listeners probably had a tough time. Picking which game to listen to, but we are at 13-3. The Seahawks are leading with
all right.
12 minutes to go. And
speaking of a team that should have had more points in the the first
half, playing almost a little better than the scoreboard. Admits,
yeah,
but,
right.
Here we go with the second quarter.
Yeah, second quarter has started. Concordia will start with the ball. They go high post to Elijah Michael. Michael turnaround shot from the free throw misses. Brent Calhoun on the rebound for the Pirates. Owen Coley is going to bring it into front court now. Give it off to Kofed Nielsen. Nielsen goes into Jude Dardot in the key. Dardot needs to get out of the key because he's been in there for a while. but they don't call him. So Pirates get the offensive rebound after the shot. Owen Coley now working the ball hard. Wow, Coley goes in traffic, able to bring the ball back behind his head and kind of release it from there and off the glass and scores.
Slices through three defenders with a couple crossovers. Really impressive move.
Yeah. Very quick, too. Now, Concordia with the ball, working the offense, goes high post to Michael. Michael tries to dribble down the seam of the key, but the ball comes loose, and Owen Coley picks it up for the Pirates. With 7 minutes to go in the first half, 19-11, Vachon. Now, Jude Dardot with the ball goes into Nolan Castro, cut to the hoop, and as Castro goes in, there's a lot of contact. Ball goes up and gets stuck between the glass and the rim, and so that'll go over. They didn't call a foul on it. The Pirates keep the ball. I thought it typically went over to the other
yeah.
team when it got stuck between the glass and the hoop. But Vachon has the possession. Maybe the possession arrow favored Vachon. That's probably what it was. So Castro now with the ball down in the low corner to Dardot. Dardot kicked out, and as he tries to hit a cutting Owen Coley, the ball knocked away by Concordia, picked up by Concordia. Now Hudson Lindsay into front court, setting up the offense. Pirates in man defense at this point.
Yeah, mostly they're doing man-to-man a couple of possessions in zone, but...
Yeah, but typically now we get a long three from Charlie Dillon, but missed everything. Pirates picked the ball up. Brent Calhoun on the high post, almost stolen by Joss. Joss is quick. You gotta be careful with him and protect the ball. Owen Coley's going to take a three from high on the arc, misses it, and Hudson Lindsay and Jude Dardot go up for it. Both had the rebound and crashed to the ground in the jump ball. Wow, that was...
both were standing up for that ball. Very.
Yeah, they were battling for that rebound. Both came down with it and went to the floor.
Good effort by both of them.
Yeah, good effort by both players. Possession arrow favors Concordia. Hudson Lindsay with the ball. Kind of three-quarter court pressure by the Pirates. Lindsay tries to blow by Nolan Castro. Castro knocks the ball away, but it goes right to Abel Michael, and Michael able to score.
Yeah, would have liked Castro hold him a little bit more in front instead of through that.
Yeah, kind of the reach around.
That reach-around move, but fortunate break. But.
And now we have a great high post pass from Brent Calhoun to Kofed Nielsen, cutting along the baseline. Rafferty able to score on the lay-in. Now ball comes loose as Joss got into front court. Jude Dardot with a lot of pressure on him, and Joss just lost the handle.
Yeah, a little bit of momentum for the Pirates. Great baseline cut by Rafferty there in the last possession. He continues his fantastic game.
Pirates, Jude Dardot, near side wing with the ball, kicks it out high. Now high post to Brent Calhoun. Nolan Castro is going to go baseline, tries to kick it back to Calhoun, cutting down the seam of the key, but ball knocked away by Concordia. That's where the Pirates have to watch their possessions and watch some of the passes. There's too much traffic there to throw that ball. Now Joss trying to get into the lane, misses. Ball comes loose, picked up by Brent Calhoun. Calhoun quickly up the floor, goes inside, up off the glass. Well, fighting through hands of Lindsay, keeps control of the ball and able to score. Nice job by Brent Calhoun.
Really good play by Calhoun to continue this. And I think it was a good no-call and no contact, just a good ball defense. And
yeah.
Calhoun fight through that and almost tip it. And then on the left side to finish and finds him up 10 with 4.5 left in the first half.
So that was a foul on the floor. That went against Brent Calhoun. And it's coming Hudson Lindsay into the key, able to put the shot up and hit it. Wanted the foul call, but referees didn't give it to him. 23-15, Bashaw with 4:30 to go. Steal by Concordia. Hudson Lindsay quickly up the floor on the reverse lay-in, misses it. Owen Coley there for the rebound. A lot of pressure on Coley by Josh. But Coley's going to take it all the way down. Had a beautiful look at a lay-in, but just a little bit too hard off the glass. Comes out, but there's a foul. And that's going to put Coley on the line for 2 free throws.
Yeah, I think he took a little hit across the head there, but nice take by Coley.
Yep, and Abel Michael is called for the foul now. He's back on the floor, and it looks like they've taped the earpiece on his glasses to keep him playing.
The many uses for athletic tape.
Yeah. Coley hits the first of his 2 free throws, 24-15, Vachon, and hits the second one as well, giving Vachon a 10-point lead. Now backcourt pressure by Castro on Hudson Lindsay. Castro backing off, giving him a little bit of space. Lindsay tries to charge into him. No calls. Keeps control of the ball. Now we've got high post to Elijah Michael down the far corner to Joss. Going to have to throw a long pass out to Lindsay. Lindsay's going to restart the offense. Into the key, steps through the defense, and as he goes down, that should be traveling on Lindsay. It was a beautiful block by Brent Calhoun that Lindsay just had the ball in his hands, and Lindsay went to the floor, and that's the right call.
Perfect ball defense.
Yeah,
true. Hands on ball only. And,
yeah.
Great post defense by Vachon.
That ball comes into Coley. Coley in front court.
goes high post to Brent Calhoun. Pass over to Dardot. Dardot takes a three from the corner, misses, rebound by Elijah Michael for Concordia. Going to give it off to Lindsay. Down to Josh. Johnson, three from the corner, misses everything, but Coley there on the backside is able to collect it. Coley going to take it all the way up court. Ball comes loose as Lindsay with those quick hands, knocks it away again, but Owen Coley gets the ball back on a turnaround jumper from 5 feet off the glass, able to score.
Yeah, he's with it, but man, those are quick hands.
Yeah, they are. Lindsay's got really quick hands. Yeah, Concordia working their offense. Screen comes high from Elijah Michael, so Lindsay could get around it, but Lindsay got nothing there, and the ball comes loose. Pirates pick it up, gives it off to Jude Dardot with 2:50 to go in the half. 27-15 Pirates. Dardot working with the ball now. Owen Coley thought three from the far wing, but he takes two dribbles, gets to the hoop, and lays it up over the defense and able to score.
Moves and great pump fake to set up the spacing needed for that drive.
Great fake.
Great play by Coley. And a little run by the Pirates.
Yep. So Pirates up by 14 with 2:38 to go, 29-15. We get a timeout on the floor, 30 seconds taken by Concordia. Only one foul for each team in this quarter so far.
Yeah, it's been pretty clean, and actually it seems to this quarter has moved along a lot more quickly than the first quarter.
Yeah, it really seems like it has. Pirates do have 12 points in the quarter. As we saw, they had 17 in the first. So,
and they're kind of throwing some man-to-man, some zone on defense, and I don't know if whatever happens on the press is dictating what they run on the half-court defense, but they're being pretty effective with both of them, and they're not allowing a lot of second-chance points by the Hawks. And, keep doing what they're doing.
Yeah, looking good. So both teams come out of their timeout. We're going to get Gus Weber into the game for Vashon, and Jude Dardot sitting down. Ball comes in. Hudson Lindsay into front court with Weber right on him, just riding him all the way. Lindsay takes shot, misses it, gets his own rebound. Now kicks it out for a three from the far corner. Missed. Rebound by Coley. Coley long pass up the floor to Castro. Castro dribbles into the key but thought better of it, so now he's going to set up the Pirate offense as his teammates have caught up with him. Now we're going to get Owen Coley taking a three. And Coley nothing from the net from the top of the arc.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, it was a beautiful shot.
A little off balance and smooth. I love the cross-court screens that they constantly run, switch, to the Pirates do on offense.
And now we got Hudson Lindsay going to the hoop again, misses the lay-in, rebound, Brent Calhoun. Calhoun takes it all the way down, up off the glass, and we're going to get a blocking foul going against Concordia. That's against John Joss. And so we're going to get Brent Calhoun to the line for an and one. You know, I think what happened there, Mark, is Joss was too far into the basket.
I think he was.
Yeah, if he'd been out a little bit farther when he made contact, I think it could have been an offensive foul.
Big elevation by Calhoun.
Absolutely. Calhoun and one, and he hits it.
Pirates are playing up the rim today.
Yes, they are. 35-15. Vashon up by 20 with a minute 40 to go. And now we're getting some frustration from the Concordia coach with some of the calls.
Coach and the bench there. Ref,
actually, I've thought this game has been well officiated so far. You know, you might look at a few things and say some no calls, you know, on some of the contact, but
pretty even.
But calls I have seen that seem to have been the right ones.
Yeah, agreed.
Now Concordia working with the ball. Minute 25 to go in the quarter. Jonathan Wynn in. Now we got a three-pointer. Was that I missed it. Was it Lindsay?
It was Lindsay.
Okay.
It's a pull-up spot from a few steps behind the three-point line.
Hudson Lindsay with a three, 35-18. Minute 10 to go in the half. Brent Calhoun working with the high post. Gives it up to Gus Weber. Weber takes the three, misses everything. We got Brent Calhoun on the rebound. Gives it to Rafferty Kofed Nielsen. Nielsen misses, and the ball gets pinballed around, finally knocked out of bounds, and it goes to the Pirates with 1 minute to go in the half.
That was short enough to fall in the hands right at Rafferty.
Yeah. And Gus Weber got the inbound pass, and as he started his move, he traveled.
So Pirates will back off. No backcourt pressure by the Pirates. Now it comes up. They're going to give him a three-quarter pressure. Kind of back off. Just slowing Josh down a little bit so he doesn't get into the front court too quickly. Now Josh dribbles down to the corner. Pulls up, takes a 12-foot shot, and buries it. Nice shot.
To see a little more active help defense from Coley there on that ball.
Yeah. They did leave Josh pretty open for that shot. Pirates work with now Owen Coley. Another long three, and Owen Coley carries a long three.
That was the same spot as the previous one. A bit more spot up this time, but he's caught a little bit of fire.
Yep. And now we have a foul going against Gus Weber as he was on Hudson Lindsey. Pirates have been riding Lindsey pretty hard and have picked up some fouls, you know, body contact.
And honestly, 23 seconds left, three teams fouled. They can kind of afford to, you know, get a little, have some contact on the on-ball defense.
Down to 15 seconds in the half. Now Lindsey takes a long three. Rebound, Nolan Castro ball. Picked up almost by Lindsey. Lindsey all over the court. Just frustrating the Pirates. But the Pirates, with one more shot, are going to get Brent Calhoun from Owen Coley on a beautiful bounce pass. Right on the baseline. And Brent Calhoun able to score off the glass easily, giving the Pirates a 20-point lead, 40-20, as time runs out in the half. Boy, that was a beautiful last play.
Perfect dump-off pass. Always an underrated move in that great dump-off pass is the post player, the center, to be ready to receive that pass. He's kind of standing on the block. Sometimes we're just ready to, you know, go for the rebound if the driver is going all the way, and the dump-off pass can happen pretty quickly and rapidly with right there.
Yeah.
Perfect timing. And gave that with about half a second left.
Yeah, just before time ran out, he puts that thing off the glass. Well, Mark, to your point, Pirates scored 23 points in that second quarter and 11 of them in the last 2 minutes. But as we talked about at the end of the first quarter, we felt like the Pirates could have had a few more points with all the extra possessions they got from offensive rebounds. And you said, yeah, I think they could have six more points. You called
there
it
was.
Exactly.
They needed 23 for the second quarter with that last bucket there. But they're playing really well, and I think they're doing it with about a 6 or 7 man rotation at the moment.
Yeah.
They continue to look fresh. They're throwing different looks at defense. All in all, I think a really good first two quarters back from the holidays.
Yeah, absolutely. So with that, I think we're going to take a break, everyone. Want to thank the voice of Ashon for putting Pirate Sports on the air, and for Garrett, our producer, back at the studio, keeping everything working the way it should. Thank you, Garrett. And with that, we're going to take a break here, folks, and be back in about 7 minutes to start the second half. Remember, welcome back, everyone, to the voice of Ashon and Pirate Basketball as we're getting ready to start the second half of the game. Pirates leading 40-20 over Concordia. And, boy, everything seemed to fall for the Pirates in that second quarter there, Mark. I just thought that they looked great out there.
Yeah, they looked really good. And they were clicking on all cylinders. And I think we'll see how Concordia comes out in the second half. They had some firepower or definitely some fight in them at the end in the second quarter there. So I fully expect them to come out swinging, and we'll see if Vashon can keep it up. But, I mean, really, playing great on offense, moving the ball well, keep taking care of the ball, playing good defense, and we'll see how it goes.
Yep, and here we are starting the second half. Pirates with the ball. We're going to get Nolan Castro take a three. He misses. Kofed Nielsen going against one. Okay, that's Jayshon Patton. Both were fighting for the ball, and Nielsen fouled Patton as they both went for it. One concern here, Mark, when we start the second half, is Sage Stromberg went down with an ankle injury in the first or second quarter there,
Three points.
He is still on the bench. So Nolan Castro has filled in for him greatly, but that gives Pirates one less option coming off the bench. So hopefully this won't last too long because they need Sage Stromberg for sure.
Definitely.
Now, Pirates working with the ball. Brent Calhoun. Oh, Calhoun, as he goes into the key, is trying to kick it out in the far corner to Rafferty Kofed Nielsen. And unfortunately, just a bad pass and goes into the stands and out of bounds. So Concordia gets the inbound. Hudson Lindsey with the ball, of course. He is quick. Yeah. And
their spark plug in the second quarter especially.
Yeah, Sage Stromberg working against them. They go high post to Elijah Michael. Now kick it around to Josh. Josh takes a three, misses, rebound by Brent Calhoun. Calhoun brings up the floor and gives it off to Owen Coley. Coley bounce pass down to Calhoun. Calhoun puts his shoulder into Elijah Michael. Yep, they called an offensive foul. That's what it was.
Yeah, and I think that's a good call. He was lowering the shoulder, and I think a good post defense by Concordia to stay straight up and not really give him any space.
Yeah,
having to lower the shoulder.
Yeah. So Concordia inbound, and they do against full backcourt pressure, and Jude Darto is going to ride Hudson Lindsay all the way up. Hudson, though, gets into the key about halfway down it from about 8 feet out, takes a shot, misses, gets his own rebound. Concordia working with the ball again. Now, Abel Michael hits a three from the near side corner, 40-23. So Concordia with the first points of the second half. Pirates is our fix. Yep. Now, we got a beautiful pass from Owen Coley into Rafferty Kofed-Nielsen in the short corner. And Kofed-Nielsen just feeds a cutting Brent Calhoun. Calhoun able to lay it in.
That could be at least the 10th team assist so far this game.
Yeah.
Great passing.
Yep. And now we get a foul going against Jude Dardot as Hudson Lindsay was working with the ball. I think Lindsay wants more calls like that one because he's talking to the referee about it. Totally, they're always right, Lindsay. Well, tough kid.
Never
mind. Now Lindsay gets a little bit of payback with a three, gets knocked down, and
one.
Well, and an and one, that's going to go against Owen Coley. So maybe Lindsay's talk to the official helped him out.
I was about to say it never worked for me.
Never worked for me. Yep. But sometimes if you take the right tack, you can be beneficial.
You never know.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, like I was just saying, Concordia's really come out swinging. They have come out with a fight, so probably some nice halftime adjustments from them. And
yep.
Bashan needs to continue to be on their toes and continue to take care of the ball.
Hudson Lindsay missed his three-pointer. Pirates working with the ball. Now, ball comes loose, but it kind of sailed through the air, picked up by Kofed-Nielsen. Now, inside to Brent Calhoun. Calhoun tries to spin the key. Nothing there. Kick out to Nolan Castro. Castro just blows by his man, went to the hoop, misses the lay-in, rebound by Concordia. Castro really fast to the hoop. Just too fast, maybe. Now, Joss with the ball, kicks it out to Lindsay. Lindsay with Brent Calhoun right on him, going around Calhoun. Wow, push off by Lindsay, but no call. Hudson working with the ball, screen from Elijah Michael, and now we're going to have a foul going against Owen Coley as Lindsay is just, actually, they called on Brent Calhoun. I didn't even think Brent Calhoun was near Lindsay on that one. But.
Yeah, I thought they had switched there. And that was a great initial on-ball defense by Calhoun to not let him get into the lane.
Yeah. That's Calhoun's third foul of the game. 14 fouls now against the Pirates. Josh with a three ball near corner. Misses, rebound backside by Owen Coley. Now a bounce pass into Calhoun. Calhoun going up, cross-court pass, and lays it in with his left hand.
Beautiful feet in. So smart to make it a bounce pass. The bounce pass is not utilized.
Yep. And now Jude Dardot working against Lindsay. Lindsay into the key. Get over to Josh, down to Abel Michael in the low post. And Abel Michael able to put the ball up from about 5 feet out, score. So, yeah, Concordia come out on fire in the second half. 8 points so far in this quarter. Gets four for the Pirates. Castro now with a pass from the baseline into Calhoun, and Brent Calhoun with another left-handed shot off the glass in traffic, able to score.
A lot of hands, and great job keeping taking care of the ball and finishing.
Now, Josh trying to go inside to Elijah Michael, taken away by Jude Dardot on the bounce pass. Dardot's going to bring the ball up the floor himself, kind of set up the offense, looks to the sideline. Coach Larson giving a little instruction. Pirates now taking it maybe just a tad slower on this possession. Not that time, as Owen Coley dribbles in from the near corner and able to go up and off the glass and score. Still a 20-point Pirate lead, 48-28, 3:55 to go in the third quarter. Nolan Castro working on Lindsay, and Lindsay going to take a long three. Hard off the back iron, picked up by Coley. Coley now quickly up the floor, kind of goes in. We're going to get a foul. going against, I think that was against Elijah Michael. And Coley's going to go to the line for two. Oh, we're going to get a technical.
Technical.
I don't know. Okay, so Hudson Lindsey, yeah, he's been frustrated with. So we get the technical on Hudson Lindsey. Owen Coley gets two free throws. He misses the first one. I didn't see what happened there, Mark.
No, and I think it was just some words off the ball, one of those situations.
Yeah.
Not sure what was said.
Yeah,
but, enough to get the old game pause. And
obviously, it wasn't good.
Lindsey's been playing with a lot of passion.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he plays hard.
Their energy source.
Coley hit the second of his two free throws, 49-28 now. Owen working with the ball. Ball comes loose, picked up by Lindsey. Lindsey is going to take it all the way up and in. As he goes up, gets fouled kind of hard by Nolan Castro. As Castro came down as Lindsey was going up and blocked the ball, but picked up the foul as well. So that's the 15th foul on the Pirates, third on Nolan, and Hudson Lindsey going to the line for two. Pirates might have to be a little bit careful now. I don't know how deep their bench is right now. And with St. Stromberg out and Castro with three fouls, Brent Calhoun with three fouls, I'm not sure how many Coley has.
Well, in a game that they've played really tightly, a new issue has arisen. And I think maybe just play a little more clean and stay out of foul trouble. So now we've got a new common of thing that they can work on in this game, as they've been playing so well offensively and defensively, is, I do think that, and the calls have been just.
Yeah.
I think the foul trouble is justified.
Yeah.
I think just clean up a little bit in there. And just because you are up 20 points does not mean you can be more too aggressive on defense and go for that block,
right.
Go for that game-changing steal.
Yeah.
Any of those habits carry over from a blowout to a close game.
Yeah.
So you never want to have those, and I'm not saying they're committing those all the time, but, five fouls already with 3.5 minutes left still in the quarter is, I'm sure, something that Coach Larson's commenting on during a timeout.
Right. So we're going to get Oliver Bresnik coming into the game for Nolan Castro after this timeout. Bresnik, this will be his first action of the evening, and generally we've seen him play a lot. So don't know why he hasn't been in there yet, but this will be his opportunity.
Yeah, usually he comes in before Weber does, so a bit switched
this
time around. But
yeah.
Maybe just a smart play. An entirely fresh guy coming off the bench in the third quarter, which not a lot of teams can say when they're in the rotation. So keep the defense smooth, and we'll see how this offensive possession goes for the Pirates.
Yep. Dardo bringing the ball down the floor for the Pirates, and he goes, first thing he does, passing high to Bresnik, and Bresnik goes low to Calhoun, and Calhoun scores for the Pirates, 51-29. Now, Lindsey with the ball down to Josh, down low corner to Abel Michael, into the short corner, trying to hit Elijah Michael, and ball goes out of bounds, knocked out by the Pirates. We'll get Hudson Lindsey on the inbound. Pirates have Owen Coley, Rafferty Kopet, Nielsen, Brent Calhoun, Oliver Bresnik, and Jude Dardo on the floor at the moment. Now it gets Hudson Lindsey working with the ball, far corner, dribbles out, now dribbles in, and takes an 8-footer, misses. Ball, Elijah Michael went straight up for it with Rafferty Kopet, Nielsen behind him, but Nielsen, with the extra height, was able to kind of knock the ball away. Ball comes loose, and Pirates, though, knocks it out of bounds, so Elijah Michael will inbound it for Concordia. He gets it into John Joss. That's what Lindsey thought. Well beyond a three-pointer there, but then better on it. So doesn't take it. And now Concordia working with the ball. Hudson Lindsey gets it out high. Now he does take the long three and buries it. I think that was beyond NBA.
Yeah, that was nice. And kind of the pump fake on the previous shot attempt set that up. So,
yeah. So Hudson Lindsey with another three ball from way out. 51-32 Pirates, 2:15 to go in this quarter. Owen Coley with a three of his own, far corner, misses. Rebound, Deshaun Patton's going to give it off to Lindsey. Lindsey trying to work against Brent Calhoun, get the baseline. Calhoun, nice front, doesn't give it to him really good. Lindsay has to back out, and now we get Owen Coley with Lindsay against the baseline. And unfortunately, Lindsay gets Owen Coley turned a little bit. Coley fouled him on the way up. Lindsay scored. He's going to the line for an and-one with 1:57 to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, Coley was able to, Coley kind of opened up the baseline a little bit for him there.
Yep.
And the Cardinals sin just set up shop. It's cut off that baseline. So they only have one direction to go when an offensive player is coming at you. But
yeah.
Play by Lindsay, and he continues to be the driving force for Concordia.
So Lindsay made his and one, and that was Coley's third foul. So we have at least three Pirates with three fouls. Brent Calhoun takes a three, near side wing, misses, rebound. Elijah Michael for Concordia. Gives it off to Lindsay. Lindsay, far wing to Josh. Josh is going to go in, and there's going to be a foul on the floor as Josh started his move.
Got to put him at the line because the Pirates are in the bonus, as we discussed.
Yes.
And one thing about Lindsay, though, is I think Calhoun is playing great ball defense on them. It's just that they're setting a lot of ball screens to free up Lindsay and try to get some switches and get Calhoun off of them. But it's tough to defend. It's just really fast, but it's just great defense by Calhoun to keep him in check where he can in this game.
Yep. So Jude Dardeau was the Pirate who fouled on the play. He has two. There are 17 fouls against the Pirates now with 1:25 to go in the quarter. So every time there's a foul now, Concordia will go to the line. And now we're going to get Bresnik taking a three from far corner, rebound on the backside by Elijah Michael. Going to give it off to Lindsay. Lindsay quickly up before bounce pass, trying to hit Abel Michael. And as it goes out of bounds, it goes off Rafferty, Kofed, Nielsen, and stays with Concordia. 51-36, so Concordia's had a good quarter here. Ball, Hudson Lindsay looking for, finally gets it inside to Abel Michael. Michael with a bad pass, stolen by Rafferty, Kofed, Nielsen for the Pirates. Now Owen Coley going to take a three near corner, and ball halfway down, pops out, rebound by Concordia. Lindsay pushing the ball quickly before it takes a three. Same thing. Ball's halfway down. We're going to get a foul going against John Joss as basically Kofed Nielsen had the rebound and Joss undercut him.
Yeah. No, that good steal by Vachon that previous position. Had two Vachon defenders right there ready for the steal. So, and good positioning by Rafferty. He continues his great game.
Now, Brent Calhoun, near side wing, working with the ball. He goes in. Maybe he'll advise shot, but gets his own rebound as it hits the side of the backboard, which is still in play. Now, three by Jude Dardeau, misses. Brent Calhoun on the rebound, and Owen Coley working with the ball. Turnaround jumper from the free throw line, but Coley misses it. Rebound by Concordia. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Joss working with the ball, tries to drive into the key, but comes out. Now, ball comes loose. Owen Coley picks it up and able to take it all the way down and score. Lindsay almost caught up with him, but not quite. As 53-36 now. Lindsay with the ball trying to get to the key. Traveled on the spin move, but no call. He just took about five steps at that spin move there. He kind of, I think, lost his balance.
And I think his speed had happened so fast.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah, I think everybody just kind of missed it.
Good finish by the Pirates.
They scored 13 points in that quarter, and Concordia scored 16. So Concordia coming back, still a 17-point lead for Vachon. And just a reminder, everyone, that all the Pirate sports are brought to you by the voice of Vachon. They're helped with this by Vachon Thriftway, who sponsors all the Pirate sports, but it takes all the people who are volunteers at the voice Vachon, like Garrett, our producer tonight.
Thank you, Garrett.
It keeps us on the air. So we want to thank them and thank the voice of Vachon for always bringing you a lot of good content. So you can listen to it on www.voiceofvachon.org if you are worldwide on the web. And we've had many listeners over the years listening from different parts of the world. Pretty cool. Or you can listen right here on Vachon 101.9 on the FM dial.
And with the Seahawks game ending, our airways have opened back up for the fourth quarter. And the Seahawks are officially NFC West division champion.
Excellent. It was a great game for the Seahawks, but for some reason they struggled to score.
Let's see if we can go 2 for 2 tonight on here on Vashon for the hometown team.
Was it still 13-3?
I believe so.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, good job, Seahawks. They will be the number one seed going through the playoffs. They get a bye week next week, and they get home field advantage on every game. So, way to go. Now, as we start the fourth quarter, Concordia will start with it, and Jayshon Patton hits a beautiful three from the far wing. 53-39, Jude Dardot going to take one of his own. This is rebound by Oliver Resnick. And gives it off to Dardot. Dardot trying to get the key, but mishandles the dribble, so he's got to kick it back out to Brent Calhoun. Calhoun now cutting into the middle after a pass out to Bresnik. And as he goes in, we're going to have a foul on the floor as Brent Calhoun went down. Foul is going against Abel Michael. That put Brent on the line for 2 free throws. That's Michael's 4th foul of the game.
Calhoun with a beautiful juke in the middle of that off-ball movement. It looked like he was going to cut to the opposite block. Then change directions like a receiver is what it reminded us. We were talking about football and able to open up himself on the near side block and get a trip to the line. So Calhoun's had a really nice game on both sides of the floor.
Yeah, he has.
He often has to do some of the dirty work in there as a wing down in the post.
Yeah. Like I said, Pirates aren't real tall, and Calhoun is one of the taller players. I'm assuming he comes in around 6'1 or so.
Got some length, too.
Yeah, he does. He's got some hops.
Yeah.
Good athlete. Brent plays baseball also.
Yeah. Great warm-up, great off-season sport leading up to the baseball season.
Yeah. So now we have a foul on the floor going against Gus Weber. As Gus Weber and Nolan Castro came back into the game for Jude Dardot and Oliver Bresnik. Foul was on the floor, so Concordia inbounded from the sideline. Now, Hudson Lindsay taking a long three again. This is Brent Calhoun on the rebound for the Pirates. Brings down, sets up the offense. Cross-court pass to Kofed Nielsen, who dribbles into the key, kicks it out to Gus Weber, and Weber hits a three. Oh, I thought it was just a long two. I thought he stepped on the line, but they give him the three. So nice shot by Gus Weber.
Good pass by Rafferty. He's filling up the stat sheet
tonight. And now bad pass by Concordia goes out of bounds. And the Pirates get the ball on the sideline. Nolan Castro will do the honors of taking it out. And they pass it into Owen Coley. Coley setting up the offense, looking for someone to pass to. Near side wing, Brent Calhoun's the receiver. Now high to Gus Weber, and Pirates Nolan Castro. I thought he was going to go three, but he goes into a lot of traffic, tries to put up a free throw. Those are the types of possessions that we talked about, Mark. You can't force the ball.
Yep.
And
because too much dribbling and a bit forcing, and you can command defenders to collapse on you, but when it's too many, and then you kind of force a pass outward, you hold it a little too long. Stuff like that happens.
Yep. Now Concordia with the ball in their offense. Hudson Lindsay down on the corner. Brent Calhoun working against him. Kind of dribbles himself out of a little bit of trouble. Takes a three, misses. Owen Coley on the rebound. Owen quickly up the floor. Euro step in between two defenders. Misses the shot. Rebound Hudson Lindsay. Lindsay quickly up the floor himself into the key. Throws a bounce pass out to Jayshon Patton. Over to Abel Michael. Michael misses the three, but Lindsay's there to collect it. And kicks it over to Elijah Michaels, who takes a 5-footer, misses a rebound. Brent Calhoun, long pass up the floor to Kofed Nielsen. And wow, Kofed Nielsen in traffic, able to score for the Pirates.
And a beautiful pass by the quarterback for 7 points and a touchdown.
Yeah, you know,
that's what it looked like.
Sam Darnold would have been proud of that pass.
Nice touch.
Yep, no. Hudson Lindsay takes a long three, ball kicked hard off the back iron, but Owen Coley able to go up and get it. Now Owen's going to take a three of his own, leaves a little bit short, rebound by Hudson Lindsay. Lindsay quickly into front court, but two Pirate defenders there to cut him off. Lindsay's got to be getting tired. That kid has expended a lot of energy.
He has been and no signs of slowing either.
Yeah, yeah.
End to end.
Yeah.
I do see some hands on the knees now, but yeah, credit a lot to Lindsay. He's had a great game.
Yeah. And then we have a foul going against Nolan Castro, his fourth. John Joss will go to the line for Concordia. Joss' first shot is away, and he hits it, bringing the Concordia score to 40. Pirates up by 20 still, 60-40 with 4:54 to go. Nolan Castro is going to step off and Jude Dardeau back on.
Yeah, so fourth foul for Castro.
Yeah. And, yeah, it was a late call, too, on the foul because the play had kind of continued to move on, and all of a sudden the whistle came. And
yeah, those were tough.
Yeah. Maybe the referee just didn't have control of the whistle at the moment, but he saw it. So, Josh hits both of his free throws. Pirates working with the ball. Gus Weber, far side wing, kicks it out high to Brent Calhoun. Calhoun, they're just going to leave him open, so Brent's going to hit a three.
Give him the space. Yeah, give him the space. You can need the space. I'll take it, nail it.
I think he looked to pass to the flow of the offense and then realized nobody was on him or even close.
You know, it's a great time, a great team to be still pass first, thinking on the offense
yeah.
and being like, oh, wait, I've got an open shot.
Well, I might as well take that. Concordia just hit three of their own. Jude Dardeau misses the ball going to the rack. Rebound Hudson Lindsay. Lindsay and a lot of traffic goes up. But Brent Calhoun and Owen Coley are there to play good defense. Calhoun got the rebound on Lindsay's missed shot. Now Jude Dardeau quickly up the floor. Dardeau going in from the left side with the left hand, able to score off the glass.
Yeah, really nice for the left hand and coast to coast.
Yeah. So 65-44 Pirates, 3:45 to go in the game. Joss, near side wing, going to take a three. Ball rims off. Brent Calhoun on the rebound. Gus Weber thought they hit a cutting Jude Dardeau. Glad he didn't throw it. There was too much defense there. So Weber now over to Brent Calhoun. And Brent Calhoun passed in to Owen Coley, cutting baseline, but nothing there. Now Weber ends up with the ball blocked by Hudson Lindsay as Lindsay picked up the ball after his block, quickly up the floor and able to get into the key and score. Owen Coley, Euro-stepping through the lane, goes up with the right hand on the cross-court cut and misses the lay-in. And now as we go up the floor, we're going to have a foul on the floor. John Joss is going to go to the line. That's on Rafferty Kofed Nielsen. So Rafferty's second foul of the game. He's not in any trouble with 2:59 to go in the game. Pirates up 19. Joss set to take his first free throw, and that one halfway down bounces out of the rim for the miss. Now we get Gus Weber off and Nolan Castro back in. On the floor with Castro is Kofed Nielsen, Brent Calhoun, Owen Coley, and Jude Dardeau. Joss setting up his second free throw, taking that one, and that one misses also. Kofed Nielsen on the rebound, gets to Brent Calhoun. Calhoun quick lift the floor with it into the key, finds Jude Dardeau, who's under the basket, and a little bit of
a little contact
on him. Dardeau able to hit the lay-in. Now we get a long three from Hudson Lindsay. Rims in and out. Rebound, Brent Calhoun.
I don't know if an immediate 25-foot three-pointer is the ideal.
Yeah, right. And Lindsay's got to be getting tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he is at this point. So, missed shot by the Pirates. Rebound by Concordia. Now Lindsay, another long three. He hits that one, though. Didn't look tired on that long shot.
There's some more.
Yeah, a little bit of back and forth between Lindsay and Nolan Castro. And I think Castro told him, yeah, look at the scoreboard.
Yeah. I think Castro might be ratcheting up the defense despite the score the last 2 minutes. But
yeah. So with 2:17 to go, Pirates are up 18 points, 67-49. Pirates have three team fouls against one for Concordia. And Pirates have played a nice game tonight. Not too many forced shots, which I'm glad to see. And pretty nice passing.
Yeah, nice. really good passing. A lot of assists, a lot of sort of on that Calhoun three, sort of this team, their thought when they get the ball is set, look, who can I hit cutting instead of get a pass, put it on the floor, get a pass, take a shot. If get a pass, look for my teammates. And that can carry them a long way. And I think these last 2 minutes, I think Coach Larson is seeing minimize turnovers, but have no bad fouls.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to put a few more points.
Yeah, yeah. Let's finish this thing.
Let's get to 80.
So after the timeout, we're going to get Nolan Castro bringing the ball in the front court. And now Brent Calhoun from way out above the arc puts a cutting Jude Dardot along the baseline. And Dardot reverses his shot off the glass and able to score. 69-49 Pirates. Under 2 minutes to go down. Now steal by Nolan Castro. Quick flip before to Dardot. Dardot takes it all the way in and scores easily. 71-49 Pirates.
Castro coming out hot after
a little interaction
before this time out there. So love the intensity that Basham continues to play.
And Hudson Lindsey's not on the floor. Lindsey's a good ball player for Concordia.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's probably a little bit frustrated that, you know, game hasn't gone the way they wanted it to, but
yeah, and speed and a little bit of ISO ball towards the end, but major credit to the Pirates and the team basketball that they've played with.
Yeah,
didn't see the assist count. It looks like the Pirates have started to clear their bench.
Yeah, on the floor for the Pirates now. You got Gus Weber, Brent Calhoun, Luis Nunez Hernandez. And, Oliver Bresnik, and one more of the Pirates. That is Pearson Gunther. Okay. Oh, I bet Pearson is Cecilia. Yeah, I'm a girls senior on the girls basketball team. So, and Joss hit a three-pointer just a moment ago, so 71-52 now. We got Josh going to the hoop, and Josh with a nice fadeaway jumper from about 12 feet out.
Yeah, nice looking shot.
Yeah, hits that. Bresnik will bring the ball into front court for the Pirates now. Looking for someone to give it off to. Finds Gus Weber out high. Weber inside to Nunez Hernandez, and oh, Hernandez, he was a little bit farther from the basket than I think he thought he was, but he was wide open, missed the shot. Concordia got the rebound.
Good cut and good pass.
Yeah.
The curls and the cross cuts that Basham based their offense off is so effective, especially against zone. So I think it sets up them to have a lot of assists for this game and the rest of the season.
Right. Now we had a steal by Joss there, and he was able to take it down and lay it in, score. 15 seconds to go in the game. Pirates are just going to hold the ball and dribble out as the shot clock is off. So it's we wind down, both teams, players shaking hands out on the floor. Good game by the Pirates tonight.
Yeah.
Good win. Sebastian brings them to 8-2 on the season. So that's the first 10 games of the season. We're halfway through. And now league play gets really ramped up in early in 26.
And 8-2, 10 games in with the two losses to some really quality teams.
Yeah.
There's a lot to be pleased with. I was always rusty coming off Christmas break, and usually we had some poor games, at least one in the second half of the season, but a lot to be proud of. I do hope that Sage is okay with his ankle injury.
Yeah.
That I think good defense, minimize turnovers, and kind of continue to toe the line between aggressive defense and too many fouls.
Yeah. And as we said, on offense, you know, all the possessions coming up in league, you're not always going to have a quality possession every possession, but you need to minimize the low quality ones.
Exactly. And if you turn the ball over, you're not even going to get a shot at.
So yeah.
If you can minimize those turnovers and at least get the ball up at the hoop, who knows what can happen, because a lot of offensive rebounds for the Pirates.
Yeah.
Too. So credit on a lot of different areas. So I'm excited for us to continue our broadcasting here as we go down the stretch.
Yep, and I think our next game is Thursday night. Maybe I was thinking it was Friday, but it sounds like maybe it's Thursday.
Okay.
So we'll have to check the schedule and see whether it's Thursday or Friday, folks. I hope you'll stay with us on the Voice of Vashon as The girls will be at 5:30 in the next game, and the boys will be at 7. So, again, appreciate Garrett and all the boys of Vashon staff for keeping us on the air and allowing us to have a lot of fun with Pirate Sports. So,
yeah.
Thank you all. Thank you, Vashon. And remember, go Pirates.
Go Pirates.